Then 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 through 14 reads, "Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of his grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk? Do I say this merely for a human point of view? From a human point of view, doesn't the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, 'Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain.' Is it about oxen that God is concerned? Surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us, because when the plowman plows and the thresher threshes, they ought to do so in hope of sharing in the harvest. If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel. Don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in what is offered on the altar? In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel." And then Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 through 42 says, "He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he's my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward." The commentary says, notice that Jeremiah 3:15 teaches that God will send pastors or shepherds after his own heart to feed and lead his people with knowledge and understanding. 1 Timothy 3:1-7 gives a list of things to look for in those who are being considered for the office of pastor. They need to be disciples of Christ or people with strong Christian character and have the skills needed to feed and lead the church. 1 Peter 5:1-4 supports the idea that the pastor's job is to feed and lead the church. Feeding means helping people understand and live by God's word. Examples of this would be preaching, teaching, training, etc. Leading means lifting a vision and managing the affairs related to carrying out the vision. Examples of this would be developing written goals, plans, and budget, building consensus, appointing helpers, etc. Numbers chapter 18, verse 21, and 1 Timothy 5:17-18 support the idea that the pastor's compensation is to grow as the church's revenue grows. All of the tithes and numbers was given to the clergy of the day. That meant if it was a great deal of money, then the clergy would receive a great deal. If it was a small amount, then they received a small amount. This system was put in place by God. In 1 Timothy 5:17-18, the system continues with ideals like double honor and do not muzzle or cap as long as the work is getting done and there is crop to eat. 1 Corinthians 9:7-14 and Matthew 10:40-42 are additional scriptures in this area. The first supports a relationship between working and receiving. The second supports the blessings attached to being a blessing to the person of God.